This week is the Prayer for Christian Unity Week, and today is Transfiguration Sunday, but I decided to trump all of that with Dr. Seuss Week that celebrates Dr. Seuss's birthday. So today we are honoring Dr. Seuss with our green eggs and ham sermon to be reminded that he is a man who put his life and his career dedicated to helping children embrace reading, and we would be nowhere without our ability to read. And so we give thanks to him for the work that he did to help us in our literacy and our love for reading. But with that, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, before I go into green eggs and ham, a little tidbit about me. I know that there's many in here who like to use the joke, and I welcome you to use the joke, that whenever we have food here, in particular Filipino food, what do I hear? But there's the pastor's kids with their plate of rice, right? Because that's all my kids will eat is rice. They are really not adventurous in their eating. And there's part of me that wants to be upset about them not being adventurous in their eating, but I have to realize that I am the source of them not being adventurous in their eating, because when I was their age, my parents would take me to a Chinese restaurant or a Japanese restaurant, and guess what I would order? White rice. Yep. Till I was in high school, the only thing I would eat at Chinese and Japanese restaurants was white rice, because I just didn't want to try things. I didn't think that I would like them. I was picky in what I liked, and so I just refused to try new things. I was very childish in that way. I was a child, but I was childish in that way. But eventually, I grew out of that. I grew into adulthood, and my palate changed, and I learned to cook, and with cooking, learned to try new flavors and new foods, and have found quite an adventure there. Coming here to Torrance First has been a whole new adventure in food for me, as I couldn't even count how many different new dishes from Filipino culture and Indonesian culture and Indian culture and Chinese culture and all these different cultures that I've been exposed to while I've been here. And I'm very grateful for that, of those new experiences and those new dishes that I've been able to try. And I look at my kids and I think, all right, you're kids now, and this is who you are, and I keep encouraging them to try new things. But I pray that at one point that they will grow into their adulthood, that they will mature, and as they mature, that they will also become adventurous and open up doors of opportunities in foods that they eat, because that's what we hope to do, is to be able to grow. Now, in this pickiness of eating and what you will and what you won't eat is what brings us to the classic green eggs and ham. If you are not familiar with the classic green eggs and ham, we have two characters and only two characters in this book, the first being Sam I Am and the second one that never gets a name in this book, okay? Kind of funny, he never gets a name. But the one without a name is just sitting there hanging out, and here comes zooming by Sam I Am. And what happens? But Sam I Am offers our unnamed character a plate of green eggs and ham, okay? Sounds appealing, doesn't it? Green eggs are just what I want to eat. But he offers him green eggs and ham, and what does he tell him? But I do not like them, Sam, I am. And we spend 62 pages of this book with Sam, I am, trying to convince his friend to eat green eggs and ham. And we hear every which way, up and down, of how he will not eat them. I will not eat them with a house. I will not eat them with a mouse. I will not eat them with a fox. I will not eat them with a box. I will not eat them here. I will not eat them there. I will not eat them anywhere. Over and over and over again. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Now, he has probably never tried green eggs and ham, but he is completely and totally convinced that he will not like green eggs and ham. That's something I don't eat, I do not like. But over and over again, Sam I Am keeps offering, try the green eggs and ham, no, I will not. Try them, no, I will not. Try them, no, I will not. And finally, he tries the green eggs and ham, and we get the next four pages of him exclaiming how much he likes green eggs and ham, and I will eat them with a fox, I will eat them in a box, I will eat them with a mouse, I will eat them in a house. That all of the efforts come through, and eventually we learn green eggs and ham just might be a delicious delicacy. Well, as we think about this green eggs and ham, we are reminded about our human nature and how oftentimes we can be kind of stubborn and set in our ways. This is what I like. This is what I don't. This is what I try. This is what I won't. Ooh, look at that. I could be Dr. Seuss with that rhyming. But this is who we are as human beings. And we get reminded of that as we go into our scripture story this morning and we look at the story of Paul, who started out as Saul. And he was one stubborn and determined man, wasn't he? Because by God's law, he knew what he needed to do and he knew what his mission was. And his mission and his goal was to stomp out this movement for Christ, to round up and collect as many of the leaders and followers of Christ that he could and send them to their death for the protection of God's law and God's church and God's chosen people. This is who he was. This is what he was doing. And he was fully assured that he was on the right path and exactly where he needed to be, until he was on that road to Damascus and God blinded him and said, "It's time for a change, Saul. It's time for a change of who you are and what you are doing and how you follow me." And it took 3 days of being blinded for Saul to get to the message and for Saul to be willing to trust God in this new plan, this new path, and this new mission that was the complete opposite of what he had been dedicating his life to. So Saul eventually becomes Saul, and he sets out on this mission to grow the church, to spread the news of Christ, and to save people from their sins, and to receive their salvation earned upon the cross. So we get to our scripture today, and Paul is talking about his rights as an apostle, and here's everything that he could be doing. But he says, "I deny all of that." And what does he tell us? But he tells us for the mission, what he has chosen to do. And he has chosen to be all things to all people so that he can save as many people as possible. For the Jews, I'll be a Jew. I can speak of the law. I can follow kosher. I can do what needs to be so they can see me as one of them. They can hear my message and they can follow me in this new movement towards Christ. For those who are Gentiles, who know nothing about the law, I can be outside the law. I can eat pork. I can follow what they're doing. I can be one of them so that they can relate to me, they can hear my message, and they can follow the call that I have. For those that are slaves, I can be slaves. For those that are free, I can be free. Paul says it's not about me and who I am and being that, but it's about me needing to be who I need to be in the moment to fulfill the mission. Paul was willing to sacrifice everything. He was willing to go through constant and radical change for the sake of the mission. He traveled all around the Mediterranean. He dealt with shipwrecks. He sat in prison. He was persecuted and chased out of town. And why would he do this? Our scripture this morning tells us. He says, "I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings." Why? Because Paul wants to be blessed by the gospel, the good news of who Jesus Christ is, and he wants others to be blessed in it also. And so he makes the ultimate sacrifices. He does whatever it takes. He says, "We all run the race. Let's run it to get the right prize, the one that can't be taken from us." So here we are, as we sit here on the eve of our Lenten journey. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, the day where the palm branches from last year are burned and placed on our forehead. Ashes that remind us that it is from ashes and dust that we came from, and one day ashes and dust that we will return to. That this body that we have is mortal and perishable. That it one day will pass from this earth, but those ashes come in the form of a cross. Why? To remind us of Christ's message, that of what is of this earth and the sins that we have upon it, we're able to rise beyond and to be resurrected from Christ. The cross that begins our Lenten journey and the cross that ends our Lenten journey with Easter and the empty tomb. Now, during this Lenten season, we are challenged as Christians. How are we challenged? We're challenged by making sacrifices and commitments. Now, as we consider those, we can think that Paul tells us in the scriptures that when we were children and infants, we took milk in. Why do we drink of milk? It's easy to digest. It's easy to eat. It gives us those simple nutrients that we need. But he says at one point, we must become mature. We must become adults and eat meat. That which takes more effort to eat, but that has more substance to it. Substance, more nutrients, those proteins that help us to grow. Now, what does that mean? At one point, our faith is that simple, easy to take, easy to digest. It's the one that doesn't challenge us, but comforts us and is easy on a day-to-day basis. But God says through Paul, at one point, our faith must be the eating of meat. That which challenges us, that which takes more work and effort, but that which has a greater outcome from it, that gives us more nourishment, that is able to allow us to grow because of the way that it challenges us. And Lent is one of those times where we can pick between that milk and between that meat. Will I take the easy road this Lent and ride it out and just wait for that Easter morning when we get to celebrate? Or will I take the meat and will I challenge myself this Lent to push beyond my comfort zone, to do something new, to try something I haven't tried before, to really, truly challenge myself to see what God can do through those challenges? Can I give up more than I usually do? Can I take on a discipline greater than I usually do? What is that step further that I can take this Lent so that I can make the most of this journey? But so often we're like the friend in the book where we think, no, I can't. No, I won't like it. No, it's just too difficult. Not believing in the fruits that can come from our labor. But we can be like the character in this book. That if we take on the true challenges of our faith, if we really, truly allow God to ask the big ask of us this Lent, then we will experience those blessings that Paul is talking about. That we will experience the blessing of the gospel, and Easter will take on a whole new revelation and meaning because of that journey that we have been through. I wonder if one of those challenges is becoming like Sam I Am. If one of those challenges is exercising our faith by exercising the ability to have invitation in our faith, to be willing to share of our faith and to invite somebody to come and experience it with us. And I told you, 60-something pages in that book of Sam I Am offering those green eggs and ham, and 62 pages of being rejected clearly and thoroughly, but he didn't give up. Maybe there's somebody that has clearly and thoroughly told you, you know, I don't think church is for me. I don't think God is for me. I don't think that that's my thing. But maybe you're reaching page 62. Maybe this is the invitation that they'll finally say, I'll give it a try. Maybe this is the invitation where now is that point in their life when they need that invitation and are willing to accept it, because right now is a time when God is needed in their life and they're willing to give it a try. But we'll never know unless we're willing to step out of that comfort zone, willing to speak up, willing to share, willing to be vulnerable, willing to give God the control, to say, God, give me the words that I need. open the door and I will walk through it if you show me where I need to be. To have that kind of faith is the meat of our faith. That one that has trust in God, that says, I am willing to take a risk because I want to see the rewards that come with it. Green eggs and ham can be a scary offer. It can seem strange. It can seem unnatural. But it can be rewarding. It can be a blessing. It can be just what we are needing in our life right now if we are willing to trust and have faith in God. So my friends, let's make this the Lent like none other. Let's make this the Lent where we leap and are willing to trust God to lead us where we need to go to be able to get to Easter this season. My friends, will you pray with me? God of all mercy and grace, there are so many examples around us of those who have had courage, those who have been brave, those who have had faith to go where no one has gone before, to see the Pauls, to see the Sam I Ams, that were willing to step outside their comfort zone to try to change the lives of those around them. We invite you to be present with us this Lenten season. Help guide us in such a way that we are able to challenge our faith for the result of growing in our faith, growing closer to you and growing closer to one another by the sacrifices that we make and the disciplines that we take. We offer this time solely for you and for you to be able to bless us in return. For all of this, we pray in your mighty name. Amen.